on Thursday, July 16th at approximately 3 p.m. Central Time. Waco police on Thursday, July 16th, contacted by the Dorchester County Sheriff's Office in Maryland. We were informed that Texas Madison had contacted their agency, and apparently, we were in talk to the detectives about the disappearance of Texas their agency. Dutton talked to a member of the Sheriff's Office and an agent from the FBI for a little over an hour. It has been reported to us that Mr. Dotson then left the facility with a friend. At about the same time, Mr. Dotson contacted the Sheriff's Department, and before anyone spoke with Mr. Dotson, the Waco Police Department obtained a press release from the office of Grady Irvin, Jr. In that release, it was stated that Mr. Dotson was going to authorities on his own initiative. In that release, it appeared that he was going to run the council president. Detectives from our department have been in contact with investigators who have spoken to Mr. Dotson. And will be assessing all of the information that Mr. Dotson provides for Mr. Dotson.
West Virginia police say a school maintenance worker shot one person and doused two others with gasoline at a school board meeting Thursday night in Charleston.
He just went crazy and had a gun and started shooting. One of these stray shots hit him.
Richard Bright is being held on charges of malicious wounding and wanton endangerment. Witnesses credit quick action by people attending the school board meeting
to prevent the tragedy.
That day, the suspect walked in with three large buckets of gasoline and flashed the school maintenance supervisor and the personnel official. One woman was wounded.
Afghan authorities are grabbing 16 prisoners for
taking
game.
Some
have no complaints about their treatment. Others say they were beaten. As Hollywood stars, royalty, and politicians gather to celebrate Nelson Mandela, former President Clinton
in Asia, Prime Minister Blair is being stoned for his masturbation.
He has
quote,
blood on his hands, unquote, in the wake of
final
rebel
suicide
of
an arms expert in the capital of Iraq.
In case of
violence,
it's
kind
of rock. Frantic support for Saddam Hussein in Iraq is only agitating since military combat attacking small arms in the urban conflict and against civil war. Afghan authorities are identifying 16 prisoners freed from U.S. custody in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and returned to the Afghan capital of Kabul. As Hollywood stars, royalty, and politicians gather to celebrate Nelson Mandela, former President Clinton says the best gift for Mandela's 55th birthday would be for the world to do more for Africa. And finally, rebels pushing the Liberia's war back to the capital of Nairobi. But since panic residents fleeing downtown for the release of the United Kingdom, already crammed with thousands of voters.
Investors collected profits, stocks settled straight gold Wednesday, as Federal Reserve Chairman Howard Greenspan reiterated a mixed assessment of deflation meeting. Stocks built on losses from Tuesday when Greenspan cautioned in the first of 2 days of congressional testimony that deflation would be an economically dangerous move. Greenspan also said the economy is poised for strong growth in the second half of the year, which, while a good thing, raised questions about whether interest rates are headed higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 35 points at 90.95. The Dow lost 48 on Tuesday. The Nasdaq Composite Index declined 5 to 1748, and the Standard & Poor's 500 Index fell 6 to 94. Analysts also attributed the market's pullback to earnings reports, said that the Dow Jones so far have been positive. The results haven't wowed investors. The Labor Department reported Wednesday that consumer prices increased by about 0.2% in June. The advance in the Consumer Price Index, the government's closing watch gauge of inflation, followed a 0.3% decrease.
Police investigating the sexual assault of a West Virginia girl at a Target store say they've gotten many tips. They haven't made any arrests.
I think a lot of times in smaller communities we get the mentality that it can't happen here, and I think we need to be aware that, you know, it does happen here, and that there are people out there that are wanting to hurt our children.
South Charleston police released a videotape from a store camera showing the suspected attacker. closer in, they've chosen it in a hat, peering over a store shelf and walking out of camera range. Police made the video available to the media in hopes of identifying the suspect. Now they've got more than 100 calls. Police say the 11-year-old girl was assaulted Saturday night. Her mother separated her doing habitual shopping. The suspect allegedly claimed to be a security guard and used the girl.
I didn't even tell us your idea was going to be
the incorrect.
And the speeches I have given were backed by good intelligence. And I am absolutely convinced today, like I was convinced when I gave the speeches, that Saddam Hussein developed a program of weapons of mass destruction. And that our country made the right decision. We worked with the United Nations, as Kofi mentioned. Not all nations agreed with the decision, but we worked with the United Nations. And Saddam Hussein did not comply. And it's the same intelligence, by the way, that my predecessor used to make the decision he made in 1998. We are in the process now of interrogating people inside of Iraq and looking at documents, exploring documents to determine the extent that what we can find as quickly as possible, man. firmly believe that when it's all said and done, the people of the United States and the world will realize that Saddam Hussein had a weapons program. Intelligence I get is darn good intelligence. And the speeches I have given were backed by good intelligence. And I am absolutely convinced today, like I was convinced when I gave the speeches, that Saddam Hussein developed a program of weapons of mass destruction. And that our country made the right decision. We worked with the United Nations, as Kofi mentioned. Not all nations agreed with the decision, but we worked through the United Nations. And Saddam Hussein did not comply. And intelligence, by the way, my predecessor,